Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A California pro-life center wins a major case against the forced speech law. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this case is from a California state trial court that issued a permanent injunction, not a preliminary one, recently, in behalf of the Sharpen Foundation against then Kamala Harris. She was the then Attorney General of California. She is now Senator Harris, and Becerra took Kamala Harris's place as the Attorney General, who has come after Sandra Susan Merritt on behalf of Planned Parenthood. So they're all in the same camp, and California passed this law that imposes an onerous notification and disclosure requirement on pro-life crisis pregnancy centers. Matt, under this law, unbelievably, the crisis pregnancy centers in California are required to post conspicuously a message at the entrance, in the lobby, and in the literature to the people accessing the pro-life crisis center about abortion alternatives. In other words, to be able to refer them to abortion so they can have abortion clinics. Imagine a crisis pregnancy center having to post that there's a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic down the road or somewhere within your locale that you can go kill your unborn child. This judge said that was forced, coercive government speech, and that's unconstitutional.
It's outrageous that they would do this, but that's the MO. They want to shut down speech. They want to shut down the message of life. And so they're willing to grossly violate the Constitution in order to do so.
Yeah, in fact, for this particular violation, if you don't have the notice in your facilities and in your online information, you can be fined $500 for the first violation and $1,000 for each additional violation. And here's what it says. California has public programs that provide immediate free or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception, prenatal care, and abortion for eligible women. That's the notice that you have to put on your entrance. So at the entrance to your crisis pregnancy center and in the lobby and in any literature that you produce, you are forced to say that. Now, there have been several different lawsuits, including one that Liberty Counsel represents on behalf of crisis pregnancy centers that filed suit in federal courts. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most reversed circuit court of appeals in America, situated primarily in San Francisco, where its headquarters is, ultimately ruled against every single one of those cases. Every single one said that there's no free speech violation here. Those cases are now pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. But this particular case didn't go into the federal route. It went into the state court. It was filed in Riverside, California, before the Riverside County Superior Court. And the judge, a woman in this case, ultimately found that it violated California's constitution and its guarantee to free speech.
You know, we need to pray for California. That's all I have to say. And it just shows you the agenda, the continued agenda that's coming to light that Planned Parenthood has. I mean, these government officials are in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. They're helping to fund their campaigns, and they're trying to push away a pro-life counselors off sidewalks to distances where they couldn't even talk to women about options instead of abortion. And the same thing with this law, where they're telling faith-based pregnancy centers that they can go have an abortion when the idea is that they would have their baby and have life. Thank goodness this one court stood up and said, no, this is not free speech. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, in fact, it's a great decision.
Yeah.
I've read it, and it looks like a very good decision. It's a permanent injunction, not preliminary. It's permanent.
Yeah.
It no doubt will be appealed by the Attorney General, who is no longer Kamala Harris, but Becerra, who's the current Attorney General. So, yeah, Holly, when you put all these together, let's look at several of our cases. They all come to the same issue. They don't right. want people to give information. And in fact, any information they want you to give is abortion.
Right.
So in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, we represent some sidewalk counselors. We're challenging a buffer zone. That buffer zone was presented by Planned Parenthood to the city officials. And it's designed to keep pro-life sidewalk counselors 50 to 70 feet away or more from women accessing the abortion clinic. They don't want them to get information.
Right.
Then we represent some pro-life counselors in Washington, D.C. You remember that? Planned Parenthood put an abortion clinic in between
an elementary
yeah. and a middle school, right in between. And there's a lawsuit to stop the pro-life counselors from going there. We represent those individuals as well. We also represent a pro-life counselor in New York, where the government in New York is coming against these pro-life counselors, trying to stop them from going around the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics to give out information.
Right.
We represent yeah. Sandra Susan Merritt, who ultimately was one of the undercover investigators of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has a federal lawsuit against her in San Francisco. We represent her. And attorney Becerra, who took Kamala Harris's place, 15 felony charges he yeah. filed against them. And we are representing Sandra Merritt. There's another one, David DeLayden, who's the other person represented by some other organization. Now we have this. We represent crisis pregnancy centers in California as well. And they're not content, as you were saying, just to keep you away. Now they want you to be a mouthpiece,
right.
Matt, for their pro-abortion message.
Yeah, absolutely. They're fighting the battle on many, many fronts and now trying to force people to violate their conscience and speak the government's official position.
Yeah, and here we have the government telling a pro-life counseling center whose sole mission in life is life to protect and provide alternatives for these precious unborn children and their mothers and families to provide them alternatives. Now you're forcing them under penalty of the law to make these people who come into your clinic information about abortion. Now, some of these women might be coming for a pregnancy test. They're not wanting information about abortion. Some of them might be coming because they want some help and resources. They don't want any information about abortion. Other people might be coming because they're confused and they don't know what their alternatives are, and they might want to just have an ultrasound. They might be on the fence.
And Planned Parenthood doesn't provide those.
Yeah. No, and Planned Parenthood wouldn't be providing that kind of care or information.
Yeah.
They only want to abort the child. They don't want to tell the mother mm-hmm. what the child is like and mm-hmm. what age and what it looks like, that it's actually a real human being. So both the Crisis Pregnancy Center are forced to present a message, and the clients who are choosing to access that center are being forced to listen to a message of the government's own crafting.
Right.
And it's a pro-abortion message.
Yeah, that's awful.
That is absolutely yeah. contrary to free speech.
It betrays the goals of these pro-aborts. They don't just want to have an open dialogue. They want to shut down the dialogue.
Yeah, they do. And we see this with so many things with the radical left. They want to shut down dialogue. They want to delegitimize any opposition. They're not ready to go into the public forum and have an open debate because on the merits, they lose. They want you to be silent. And not only that, they want to recruit you to be a mouthpiece for them, which is absolutely unbelievable. This is the height of a fascist government.
Right.
The fact that the federal courts and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals couldn't see this shows how far off the federal judiciary has become in protecting free speech in the context of abortion. The good news is it's so refreshing to
yes.
read this decision by a state court judge, by a state court trial
yeah.
judge in California,
yeah.
who is a woman that got it right on the matter of free speech under the California Constitution. Well, this case and other cases are still moving forward. The battle is not by any means over. Pray for Liberty Counsel's case, as we have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review this matter. In our case, challenging the same exact law. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Don't get frustrated. Get involved. And you can partner with Liberty Counsel. We encourage you to pray for the ministry. We know that this is a spiritual battle. This is life and death when it comes to abortion. But we also need your financial support because we're involved in so many pro-life battles, and we cannot do it without your contributions. any amount of contribution is certainly going to be beneficial to these children and their families. Stand with us with Life and Liberty. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.